I could definitely hear you. Your mic is definitely not muted.
Fuck you.
Ah, good Shabbos.
It's literally Thursday.
Okay, anyways. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Out of Bounds. My name's Ryan, and this is my girlfriend's sister, Marley, who apparently they're beefing. But
Don't want to talk about it. I do
anyways.
not want to talk about it.
If you were able to get your head out of your behind, you guys could have had a really nice bonding experience today because there was something that she wanted to talk to you about. I don't know.
Why'd she just Snapchat me?
Well, she wants to talk to her sister. Don't be such a lesbian.
When I got the email that you joined, I was signing up to bet. Like, why do they need to know my fucking occupation and my full fucking legal name?
The fuck app are you betting on?
Bet365.
Oh, for occupation, I'm pretty sure I said like homeless. Like, I don't think they care.
Well, no, but they need like everything. What is this like deposit limits? Like,
You can set deposit limits so you don't spend too much money.
oh, no deposit limit. I'm not a crazy person. Loss limits? I don't need limits.
I didn't put limits either. I just limit myself. Like a regular human being that isn't addicted.
When I do stupid sports things, I always give myself a dumb username. And that username is always Mardog.
I actually kid you not. I think my Bet365 username is Saddam Hussein.
That's really fucked up.
I know, but I because I made it like 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure that's my nickname.
That doesn't make it any better. This was 2 years ago.
I wouldn't have done that now.
What are you eating?
Cheese and crackers.
What kind of cheese?
It's one of them's like a super old timey cheddar. Pretty
Like
sure it's
old,
like.
like greasy and like sharp and crumbly.
I'm pretty sure it says 3 years.
That's not enough. I
Oh,
like
well.
five.
Okay, anyways. And then I'm having this other type of cheese. I don't even know the name of it. It was fucking good, dog.
They want a proof of my identity and my address. Like, why is it so hard to gamble? Like, if I don't do this now, then we can't do this in the episode. And I didn't plan anything because I've been busy.
Okay, so we won't do it now. We'll do it next episode.
Okay, well, I tried.
Yo, these cheese and crackers are hitting so. Uh-oh. Give me the fact that I'm eating.
Can you stop eating every time we have to record this podcast? Like, we have busy schedules, I
Okay.
know. And
Anyways, move.
we have to find random corners of the day, but it can't be the same corner of the day that you're also having your fucking snack because then you start burping and I have to edit it out.
Okay, everybody. So, quick chomp. We're coming off a weird week. We're coming off a
What
very.
episode is this? This is episode 8.
Lucky number eight.
And okay. And what week of the NFL just ended?
Week seven. We're going into week eight. Remember
Yeah.
how we timed this perfectly with
Yeah.
the NFL schedule, you absolute jagaloon? Coming off a very interesting week in the NFL.
Was it?
Base. Yes.
There was just a lot of injuries.
Like half the league just got hurt.
Yeah, like I saw a guy broke his fucking leg and was on the fucking truck being, it was Chris Godwin. He was on the truck like, is my career over?
So Godwin got hurt, Mike Evans got hurt, so two receivers for the same fucking team. Brandon
Rude.
Ayuk, Niners wide receiver, is now done for the season.
Yeah, I saw that. Ooh.
Debo has pneumonia.
Yeah.
Just injuries left, right, and center. Yeah, I know. And then we had week one of the wide receiver trades, which were Amari Cooper's start for the Bills, who caught a tutty.
A tutty.
Davante Adams, who was basically a non-factor in the Jets getting absolutely road raced by who the fuck did they play again? The Steelers. Russell Wilson getting his first start and going absolutely nuts. It was a very interesting week. We're coming into another interesting week
Oh,
because
wait. Speaking of Russell Wilson, I'm sorry to cut you off, but before we get off track, he's sharing the QB duties with Justin Fields, right? That's the team.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have Justin Fields on my fantasy team, and I also have Sam Darnold, so we're okay. But last week I didn't switch them.
You're
So
smart.
I had no, I had Justin Fields playing. Obviously,
No.
he didn't play,
Yeah, that
and
was
he got me
sarcasm.
0 points. I still won the week.
Hey, good job.
I don't know how, but I still won the motherfucking week.
Because you had Rachaad White, right? He had a big week.
Yeah.
He had
Woo.
a monster week. And he's gonna have another big week this week, I think, because Bucky Irving's not playing, apparently.
Yeah. I know. Well, also Cooper Kupp is back, so I
But
should be
Coop,
okay.
well, yeah, that's another thing I want to talk about, because this week there were more veteran wide receiver news. First off, was the Rams are actively shopping a trade for Cooper Kupp,
I saw
which it,
that the Bills wanted him.
I mean, I'm sure every
Or
team
no,
wanted
sorry,
him.
it was the Chiefs. The Chiefs wanted them.
Yeah,
Wanted him.
but then they traded for DeAndre Hopkins. So basically just every single veteran wide receiver on the planet is just jumping around. Kupp will probably get traded.
I find it so fascinating being like a hockey-minded person. Like this doesn't happen in the NHL. Like big names don't get traded like this. At least not this far before the deadline, which is when?
I think
Like
in 2 weeks.
another,
No, I think it's in 2 weeks.
okay. Well, yeah, I mean the season's shorter than the NHL, but still, like you don't hear about like big, huge names, big stars getting traded. And like my question is like, what is the st is it like contract situations? Like is Cooper Kupp like on the end of a contract? Is that why?
So his contract, I think, is up next year. But a big difference between the NFL and the NHL is like for a team like the Titans, right? The Titans just traded away DeAndre Hopkins for basically nothing. It's like a fifth and it's a conditional fourth, if the Chiefs make it to like the AFC Championship or something like that. So it's a fifth, but it's a conditional fourth. The way the NFL looks at the trades like this is like for the Rams potentially trading Kupp, they've already listed that they don't want anything less than a second round pick. So for them, it's like, hey, we had a rough season. We got hit by injuries big time. His contract year is next year. Let's dump him off now so we don't have to deal with signing a 33-year-old wide receiver. Let's dump him off to a team that's trying to make a push to the Super Bowl, get, a second and maybe a fifth round pick in return, and let's start this rebuild now, because the NHL is very like, ooh, we like this guy, let's draft him, and then let's see like how good he
Well,
is in 2 years.
because the NHL drafts 18-year-olds and the NFL drafts 21, 22-year-olds. That's the
Well, yeah,
difference.
exactly. Okay,
That's the
but
difference. So the difference is that like the feeder of the NFL's like feeder system is college, which means that they're drafting later.
oh, yeah, okay.
Versus the NHL's feeder system is all these different junior leagues where some of them are professional, some of them are not. So you are able to be drafted and be an NCAA player, an OHL player. Like, that's the difference. Like,
So it's like the MLB kind of.
I guess.
No,
Like, for
but another
example,
thing with
like,
the another thing with the NFL.
you got guys, shut up, you got guys in the NHL who will get drafted, but then still, like, they're not leaving their NCAA team, which just means, like, okay, so they're like, okay, I'm going back to college for another year, another 2 years, whatever. All that means is they are able to go to rookie camp, but no other training camps. They're not allowed to go to anything paid, obviously, because
They're
they're playing for
underage.
the NCAA. They can't be under contract with a professional team.
Oh.
Whereas, like, the NFL is you get drafted after you're done your college career.
I
After you
mean,
decide you're done your college career.
exactly.
Like the logic behind that is like, okay, so they're like, okay, we want to trade Cooper Kupp. We want someone who can play next year. That's
Right,
why
so
like
it's
draft picks in the NFL are so different than the NHL. Like in the NHL, it's like a mystical, magical, like maybe we're gonna see the return of this trade in 4 years. Whereas in the NFL, you're seeing it next year.
yeah, no, that's what I was literally trying to say before you so rudely interrupted me, was that the NHL is like, let's put him in this league or whatever, and come back to him in 3 years and see how he's doing. And the NFL, it's, hey, we drafted you in the first overall pick. You better fucking perform, or else chop chipping away you go. I mean,
Yeah, like
there's
Johnny
teams.
Football.
Yeah, and there's teams now apparently licking their chops trying to trade for Bryce Young. So he'll probably get moved at the trade deadline to some weirdo fucking team. Maybe the Browns. Maybe the whoever else.
How are your
Maybe the
Broncos
Raiders.
doing?
Broncos are fucking chilling. The Broncos, what are they? 4-3, and they're about to be 5-3 because they play the Panthers.
Are they going to make the playoffs? And if so, first playoffs in how many years?
First playoffs since 2015, 2016.
Almost 10 years then.
Yep, it's been a fucking while.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, hopes are not high for playoffs.
No, but making them is still like.
It's a possibility. I'm not like holding my breath saying like if they don't fucking make it. Like I keep seeing these Broncos fans online and I'm like, yo, some of these people, like honestly, one thing I'm starting to realize is like a lot of sports fans are actually the stupidest people on the planet and like
How are you just realizing that? It's like
no,
incel
it's because
culture on crack.
it's like I actually think I'm smarter than everybody. Because people are like, oh, like talking about fucking number one cornerback in the NFL, and everyone's like, oh, well, Jalen Johnson has to be the number one corner, like blah 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 blah. They and like it's not like they bring up anything. People bring up Pro Football Focus grade, which means nothing. It's a bunch of nerds just deciding who's good and who's not.
Like, no
Anything.
offense, but there's no difference than like anyone else. Like, anyone who's debating that is like still football. They're nerds. They're nerds, regardless. Like,
Yeah.
in some cases, you're a fucking nerd.
Fuck you.
I'm a nerd too, and just in different ways. Ways that no one will ever know on this. I mean, on this podcast, like, I'm not making public.
That you're a nerd?
Because I'm not actually a nerd. I can nerd. Anyone has the capacity to nerd out about specific things.
I can nerd out about probably anything on the planet.
No, you can't. You can't nerd out about lesbians.
Lesbians are great. I love Renee Rapp.
Yeah.
See how easy that was, chat?
Chat. What
Oh.
chat?
Anyways, moving on. So, looking at this week's schedule in the NFL, we got another slate. It's some really good games. This past Thursday, it already happened, but Vikings Rams is happening. I'm expecting not that bad of a game, especially because Puka Nacua apparently is playing and so is Kupp. So who knows? Maybe the Rams fucking pull one off. That'd be pretty cool. Next up, we got the 1 o'clock slate on Sunday. We got the
Wait,
Cardinals and the.
when did the Minnesota Vikings lose?
Last week? The
What the
Lions.
fuck? Okay, wait, does that mean that the Chiefs are the only undefeated team left?
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, literally.
The NFL has a
Anyways.
script.
No shit. Anyways, moving on before she interrupts again. Starting with the 1 o'clock slate on Sunday, we got the Cardinals and the Dolphins. We got the Indianapolis Colts versus the Houston Texans, the Philadelphia Eagles against the Bengals. That's going to be a good one. We got the Falcons versus the Bucks, which now, if I'm looking at it, the Falcons are probably going to smoke them just because the Buccaneers don't have anybody for Baker to throw the ball to. We then have the battle of absolute garbage, between the Jets and the Patriots. We have the Packers versus the Jaguars, an in-division matchup between the Ravens and Browns. We have the Bills versus the Seahawks, which is going to be a really good game, I think. We
That's the
have the
4 o'clock game, yeah.
that we're now in the 4 o'clock slate. Oh, I also missed in the 1 o'clock slate Titans Lions, but that's a no one's going to watch that game, so that's a
Did
wash.
you say Packers Jags?
I did say Packers Jags.
Okay.
Anyways, now in the 4 o'clock slate, yeah, we have Bills Seahawks, which is going to be a fun one in my opinion. Saints Chargers could be a weird one. And then Bears Commanders. I would be very high on this game. It's looking very likely that Jane Daniels is not going to play. So I don't fucking care about that game. In the 4 o'clock slate, again, we have the Chiefs versus the Raiders. And then we have my Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers. And then Sunday Night Football, Cowboys, 49ers. And then Monday Night Football, Giants versus the Steelers. Now you could speak.
You talking about Jaden Daniels reminded me of good old Tua on
Oh,
the mic.
talk to her.
Yeah, gotta talk Tua about this fucking guy is so dumb.
I mean, hey.
Hey Tua, you think you're gonna wear a guardian cap? Nope. Why not? Personal preference or personal, it's personal choice.
Yeah.
What he's saying is, I have no brain cells and I like it.
I mean, look, he is technically wearing a helmet that's supposed to mean you don't need to wear a guardian cap with his helmet.
If I was him, I would wrap my fucking head in bubble wrap.
Now, am I buying the marketing of said helmet? Absolutely not, because this is the 19th fucking concussion the guy's had while wearing this helmet. So I obviously think the helmet's not working. That's number one. And number two, I mean, look, A lot of people dislike the Guardian caps, and I'm one of them. I just think it looks weird, and obviously wearing a Guardian cap just makes you look like a pussy. But I do also understand the flip side of you want to maintain your mental health. So if people want to wear it, sure. If people don't want to wear it, whatever. He should be mandated to wear it, but he's not wearing it. So go out and get fucking your brain blasted again.
I think it's so stupid when people are like, oh, the Guardian cap looks dumb. It looks dumb. It makes you look like a pussy. Once upon a time, wearing a helmet made you look like a pussy.
Okay, we're not going to come back to this because you've said this in previous podcasts and
I don't think
episodes.
I
Sorry.
have.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Like in the NHL, helmets had to be grandfathered in, and now it's visors being grandfathered in, where there's only like four guys left in the NHL who don't wear a visor.
Anyways.
Goalies had to beg to wear helmets.
Okay, but we're not talking about the NHL, are we?
No, but I'm just saying, like, at some point, someone said, like, I don't want to wear this fucking leather helmet. I need something better. And they were like, no, it's gonna ruin your visibility. Or someone, I mean, they used to not wear the fucking face cage thing.
I mean, they would have like a bar.
Yeah, so no, but before that there was nothing. So I'm saying it's like there's it's evolutionary.
But like this is like one of those things where like they can't just attach it to a helmet. It's something you slip onto the helmet and guys are gonna choose to wear it or not. I think we're gonna get down the line where people just aren't gonna care.
Yeah, like but it's gonna have to change from the NFL like Players Association. Like it's gonna have to be in the CBA.
For what? To fucking mandate people to wear it?
No, what I'm saying is right now that the NFL can't mandate them to wear it because of whatever their CBA is.
Well, they're
If the
never.
NFL wants to be able to mandate players to wear it, that they would have to wait for a new CBA and try to bargain it in, and that's not going to be easy.
But no, you will never have the ability to force every single NFL player to wear a Guardian cap.
Yeah, I know that. But
Because they're
that
all
same
such
mentality was
fucking.
probably like you'll never be able to convince all football players to wear a helmet. Like, even still, like there's some helmets that like aren't really allowed anymore, but you still have guys wearing them because they're grandfathered in, no?
No.
What the fuck is with Aaron Rodgers' helmet with the one chin
Oh,
strap?
yeah, he's the one dickhead.
It's because he's old as fuck and it's grandfathered in.
And he's probably retiring next year too, so they're probably thinking like, and just let him rock it out for another year or two.
Yeah.
No, at the end of the day, like the NFL is turning very slowly into a league like the NBA, where like Roger Goodell is still like a rich old white guy, and he wants to get his grubby little hands on all the money and power. Ooh, I love money and power. Do it, right? But at the end of the day, the NFL is getting very like player based, and it's like a lot of big time stars in the NFL. And he is not going to be able to force guys like Mahomes and guys like Justin Jefferson and guys like whoever the fuck else, all these big names, and be like, all of you now need to wear a Guardian cap or else you can't play. Because they're just going to be like, okay, cool, we won't play for a year.
I
There's
feel like it'll start out positional, right? They'll be like, okay, like you're a part of the D line or the O line, like that's where it's gonna start positionally. They're gonna be like, okay, like this position is gonna wear them, and it's gonna start with the position that's like the lowest on the totem pole.
We'll see. I'm
That's
not a.
my like
Yeah, but what do you know?
that's my conjecture.
We'll see. At the end of the day, I have no skin in the game, so it's not like I actually care. Week 8 of fantasy football is upon us. You guys know the drill. I'm gonna give you three guys that are must starts, gonna boom, gonna be great. I'm gonna give you one guy that maybe flies under the radar that's gonna be unreal this week, and I'm gonna give you one of the top guys that you might find disappointing. So let's start off with the quarterbacks. So, who do I think is going to be a big time boom? These guys are going to be unreal. Give me Josh Allen. Give me Jalen Hurts. Give me Joe Burrow. I think Eagle Cincinnati is primed for a shootout. I like Hurts and I like his rushing upside. Burrow's been
Really?
pretty good. Yeah, he's a running quarterback.
No, I understand that, but I don't think it's going to be a shootout. Like, I think the Bengals have been really bad this year.
I think Joe Burrow has been able to. I mean, they 2 weeks ago put up 40 points on the Baltimore Ravens. But anyways,
But they still lost.
yeah. But that's called a shootout. Is a lot of.
I understand what a shootout means. I mean, it's a lot of passing plays. I understand. A lot of completions. I understand.
A lot of points.
But I'm also talking in terms of like team wise, like the Bengals still keep fucking losing.
But who knows, mate? I'm not saying they're gonna win. I'm saying I think this game's gonna be real exciting, and I like both those quarterbacks, and I like Josh Allen. Who do I think is gonna be disappointing this
Josh
week?
Allen.
Josh Allen.
Oh, like separate from that other game. Okay, never mind. Sorry,
Yeah.
continue. I love
Who
Josh
do
Allen.
it? I know you do. All right. Give me a couple minutes here. Who do I think is one of the top tier quarterbacks in fantasy that's gonna disappoint? Give me Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is missing not one but two receivers. Still no news on McCaffrey. Apparently Kittle's questionable as well.
I think he'll play though, because he's been questionable. I have him in one of my teams, so I think he's back.
I'm sure he's gonna play. But I do think that this game is probably gonna call for a pretty positive game script. I'm not a big fan of the Cowboys this season. I don't see why the Niners won't be able to run the ball a whole lot. I just think he's going to be disappointing fantasy-wise. I'm sure he'll play a good game in real life. And then a guy that, flies a little under the radar that's going to pop off is Caleb Williams against the Washington Commanders in a game that I assume the Bears are going to win, especially with no Jaden Daniels. Obviously, this is contingent on Jaden Daniels not playing. If Jaden Daniels does play, Caleb's probably going to be that much better because he's probably going to have the ball a lot more in his hands. Moving on now to running backs. The three running backs that I think are got to keep them in your lineup. These guys are going to be insane. Give me Joe Mixon. Give me Derrick Henry. Give me Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson, obviously, as soon as I trade him away, finally starts cooking. So you're welcome, everybody, for that. I did that. Those three guys are going to be studs. I mean, Derrick Henry's the RB1. He's been killing it. He's on pace for a fucking ball buster of a year. So just keep rolling him through. Joe Mixon, too, in the games that he has played has been unreal. I don't think that's going to change against the Colts. A guy that's towards the top that's probably going to be disappointing. There's a lot of guys that are questionable, so I'm not going to talk about them. I'm just going to throw Jahmyr Gibbs out there just because David Montgomery apparently is fully healthy and going to be playing, and he does take quite a bit of touches away from Gibbs. So Gibbs, might not get you the 22 that you were expecting, maybe probably closer to 14. And then a weird guy that I think is going to have an insane week. It's got to be between one, two guys. Give me Javonte Williams for the Denver Broncos against the Carolina Panthers, and give me Kareem Hunt against the Vegas Raiders. Kareem Hunt has been getting like 20 touches a game, so hard to fade him. Javonte's coming off a big week, and he's playing probably just the worst team in general, and they're probably going to have the ball a whole lot. So I like Javonte. Moving on to receivers. The three guys that I'm, again, no chance I'm leaving these guys on the bench. They got to be in your starting lineup. Give me Justin Jefferson, obviously. Give me CeeDee Lamb. I don't like the rest of the team, but I do like CeeDee Lamb this week against the Niners secondary. And obviously, give me Tyreek and Jalen Waddle with the return of Tua. Like we said, he's probably going to die again, but I like both of them. I think we're going to see a really good Miami Dolphins offensive performance against the Cardinals. One of the top guys that I think is going to probably disappoint, Amon-Ra St. Brown against the Tennessee Titans. I just think the game script is going to be so good that he'll probably get pulled in the fourth quarter. And then a weird guy towards the bottom of the list that I do like a lot this week, and I think is going to have an unreal week this week, if he plays, is Jakobi Meyers, but let's just assume that he's not playing. I would say give me Romeo Doubs against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that game can weirdly be a shootout too, and Romeo Doubs has been pretty stellar the past couple weeks, minus the suspension that he had. So give me Romeo Doubs. And then for the tight ends, I'm just going to give three guys that I like. Give me Brock Bowers against Kansas City. If Kittle plays, give me Kittle. If not, give me Trey McBride. And for the last guy, give me Evan Ingram against the Green Bay Packers. Boom time. We're done. Talk about the NHL all you want.
I like didn't even watch that many games, so I can't really say much except that like Ovi scored enough that he's now 40 away. So when you see, I think he scored 2 goals on the season so far,
What?
and
What? Let's go, Ovi. What's that, like
yeah,
three games in?
no, like eight.
That's not good.
No, like his pace has slowed, but he had a really great quote where he said like that apparently like he talks to Gretzky often, and Gretzky is like, Oh, like don't worry, like shake it off. Like when I have slow patches, like whatever. Like I think it's so cute how much like Gretzky wants him to beat the record so bad.
It's been there for like what, like 20 fucking 30 years? I don't
Yeah, I
know.
mean Gretzky retired in 99, so 25.
And it's gonna get broken, and this one will probably never get touched.
You never know. I mean, they thought that Gretzky's would never get touched, and depending on how much Ovi beats it by, there's always a possibility, especially like hockey technology is changing. Like when you think about how Gretzky scored over two, oh, I'm sorry, over, I mean, over 2,000 points, but over 800 goals with a wooden stick is insane. So you have like technology is going to change the game so much faster, blah, 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 whatever. But then again, goalies are also getting better. Anyway, this past Tuesday was what the NHL calls their frozen frenzy. All that means is on a random fucking Tuesday in October, all 32 teams were playing. And if you ask
Whoa.
me, why the fuck are you doing that on a Tuesday night when you can do it all day on a Saturday? You
For
know?
the fun of it. First of all, makes actually plenty of sense that they're not doing it on a Saturday, because you know what happens all day Saturday?
College football, I know.
College
But you
motherfucking
think that
football.
the people in fucking Edmonton care about college football? You think the people in fucking
Yeah, how many people are
Woodstock,
there in Edmonton? Like,
Ontario
how many
care?
people are there in Edmonton? Like 30,000?
I'm gonna look that up for you because it's probably like a million.
I guarantee you, you can take like 17 Edmontons and fit them in the state of Texas.
Oh, I was spot on. The city of Edmonton has 1,010,900 residents.
And how many people are there in the state of Texas?
Oh, like 40 million.
So you can fit 40 Edmontons inside the state of Texas. No shit, they're not playing the Edmonton Oilers on ESPN on Saturday.
Okay, but listen, the state of Texas is an entire state. There's 30 million, over 30 million residents in the state of Texas. Texas is way big. Like that's a whole different thing. Like all of Canada lives below like one of those like or almost all it's like 80% of Canada lives below like Montreal and
The
like
equator.
under. Like
Oh.
50% of Canada lives in like one pocket of southern Ontario.
Why are you yelling at me?
Cuz I'm just saying that's like a totally different thing. Like
I understand that
we
you're
know that
stressed and you're in
like
a bad mood.
shut
I
up.
understand
We
that you're
know that
stressed and
half
you're in a
this
bad mood.
country is not able to be populated because it's fucking cold as shit up there. Do you want to live in fucking Iqaluit?
I would.
Yeah, you would. Do you want to live on a little like ice island?
If I got paid like $150,000 a year to go live in
Not
Iqaluit
enough. Not enough.
and fucking ice fish all day and drink, I would do
No,
that.
not enough money.
To live in Iqaluit.
I would need $1 million a year.
That's because you're a woman. And a gay one at that.
That's like getting old.
Dude, it's literally never gonna get old.
What else happened in the NHL? The Habs suck.
Yeah, no shit.
But Cole doesn't. Cole is like, he's got 6 goals on the year.
Okay, well,
Six
congratulations.
goals
One
in seven
little
games.
shorty cutie pie American isn't gonna fix the fact that this team sucks dick, honestly. Though, so a funny story about the game that I
What
went to
about
when I went.
two shorty cutie pie Americans? Because can't forget about Lane. Cannot forget
Lane's
about
American.
Lane. Of course he is.
Lane's American.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just remember when I went to the game, the guy behind us kept saying, "I can't wait till next year when we get fucking Demidov."
Yeah. Oh my God. Meantime,
Who's the other rookie
Demidov.
that who's the other rookie for next year that we're gonna be getting? It was Demidov, and he said one other name. I figured you would know it.
I mean, there's, I don't know. There's a lot of them that it could be.
Name
Specifically
the
for
best
next
ones.
year.
Name the best ones.
Jacob Fowler.
Bing.
Yeah, that's the goalie.
Thank
Yeah,
you. That's
he's gonna
the fucking
change
one.
everything.
He
No,
literally
Demidov.
the whole game
Just wait till
as they go up.
Demidov and Fowler. Wait, yeah, I agree with
Literally
him.
The game turns 5-3, and he goes, "I can't watch this shit." And he was like, "But just wait till next year when we get fucking Fowler and Demidov and go to the Stanley."
I mean, not, I don't think we'll go to the Stanley right away, but
Apparently, this Demidov guy is like a
okay,
fucking
well, let
dream
me
come
fucking
true.
tell you about Demidov. He is right now playing for like whatever team in Russia in the KHL on a line.
Racist.
No, I just don't remember the name of the team. You can't be
Well,
racist towards Russia. They're all white.
next time do your fucking research. And actually, they're Eurasian.
Depends what part of Russia. Because whatever.
South.
That's a whole thing. That's a whole thing. He's playing on a line with none other than Kuznetsov and Tony D'Angelo.
Evgeny?
Evgeny
Evgeny Kuznetsov?
Kuznetsov. Yeah, like Kuznetsov. He's done too
What the
much
fuck happened to
coke.
him?
He did too
Oh,
much coke.
that's okay.
And
It was because wasn't he?
Tony D.
Because wasn't Kuznetsov on the fucking Lightning? That's Kucherov.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of Kuznetsov. He was on the your Washington Capitals.
Oh yeah, Evgeny Kuznetsov. What the fuck happened to Nicholas Backstrom? I
He
was just thinking about that
retired.
like yesterday.
He got old.
That's so gay.
Okay, but listen, so Demidov is playing with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Tony
Tony
D.
D'Angelo,
Tony
yes.
D'Angelo, who everyone fucking hates, that guy, who I'm also pretty sure is a defenseman, so why is he like in Russia playing forward? Whatever.
Speed it the fuck up. Oh, that was it.
Yeah. I hate Tony D. That's all I was gonna say.
Because I was talking about how apparently, like, everyone can't wait for this guy to come because he's so fucking unreal. And that was the story he decided to tell about how he plays on a line. Get it? On a line? Because Kuznetsov does coke? That's funny.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Wow, fucking awesome story though, dude. All right, so do we move on, or is there more you wanted to talk NHL wise?
I don't know. Watch
Okay, well we're
hockey.
moving on. Okay, well we're gonna move on then.
No, I have one more thing. Four Nations face-off jerseys dropped. They were nice. Four Nations face-off is like basically the NHL's consolation prize for NHL players still not being allowed to play in the Olympics because Gary Bettman doesn't want to take a break and lose money. So it's in the CBA, blah, 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 but that's going to be renegotiated. We should be in the next Olympics. But the Four Nations face-off, I forget when it's happening, but it's happening in Montreal as one of the cities. So you guys should go to a game if you can because, I mean,
What's the
what
way? It's
else?
Canada, the US. It's Canada,
Canada,
the US.
USA, Finland, Sweden.
Oh,
Four
no,
Nations
Russia.
face-off. No, because Russia has sanctions because of the war in Ukraine.
LOL.
But when else are you going to get to see Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid play on a team? Potentially a line.
On a line together, probably.
Probably not a line because they're both centers. But like
Yeah, but.
imagine you're going to a tournament and your 1-2 center punch is McDavid on the first line, Crosby on the second. Are you kidding me? Are you
Bitch,
kidding
you really
me?
don't think that you really don't think they're gonna put McDavid on the wing or something and let him play with Crosby? Like, you're on
I mean,
crack.
they'll play together for sure on like the power play.
I guarantee you, it'll probably be McDavid first center, Crosby second center, and then if they make it to the finals, they would probably start them on the same line.
It depends on how things are going. You don't change shit just because for shits and giggles. They'll be on the power play together for sure. Maybe even the penalty kill together. Like they will share the ice. And then, I mean, obviously
Anyways,
you got Matthews on Team USA, both Kachucks. The
fuck
Hughes.
Matthews and fuck Team USA. Had to
Obviously, but
say
I'm
it.
just saying, like, it's fucking like good
It's
hockey
gonna
when
be
you're
so
it's good
cool, dude.
shit. The only thing
Yeah,
is,
anyways.
like, Canada doesn't have goaltending anymore, honestly.
Because no carry.
No Carey, like no Broder, like no one.
Until Cam Fowler?
His
Is he
name is
Canadian?
Jacob Fowler, and he's
Jacob Fowler, Cam
American.
Fowler. Cam Fowler is a defenseman for the Anaheim Ducks. I knew
He
that.
is. He might have been traded. No, he didn't. He's still with the Ducks. No, Jacob Fowler is American.
Oh, well, that's
USA.
annoying.
Oh,
What about
we
Devin
have.
Levy?
I was just gonna say we have Devin. I don't know that he's. I don't think he's like ready. Like, who are they gonna put on in the net for Canada instead? Like Stuart Skinner.
Montembeau.
Honestly, probably like he's. But like USA
I can't.
has fucking Thatcher Demko and Connor Hellebuck.
Who's Thatcher Demko?
Vancouver.
Oh.
So there you got
It's
two
the
American
stupidest thing.
goalies playing in Canadian cities. Oh, brutal.
Where's Shesterkin from?
Russia.
That makes sense. Igor. Yeah, okay. Yep, I should have been able to clock that one. All right, anyways, moving on. Wanted to bring this up quickly just because you and your parts and your hormones would probably love it. The New York Liberty
Yeah.
with
Did
their
you watch the
first win
game?
the Yes, I did.
Okay,
And
could I
what
texted
I
you to watch it?
Anyways, while I'm speaking, what I gotta say is, dog, Breonna Stewart. That's her name. Holy shit. I thought I just did a racism.
I think it's, I don't know if it's pronounced Brianna or Brianna, but
Anyways, Stewie fucking put on a masterclass of a performance, except for like the egregious travel she had, but like whatever, who cares? They still won. Sabrina Ionescu was looking fine.
Okay, I actually want to say that like I don't think they were looking like peak. Obviously the game went to OT, but like there were so many missed shots going back and forth. Like they were missing like crazy.
Dog, it's the WNBA.
No, don't be like that. Don't be
Look,
like that.
I'm not saying they didn't play well. I thought the game was actually really fun to watch, and I did
It was
enjoy
fun to
watching
watch.
it. But like I would say watching the WNBA finals was kind of like watching like just like a random like NBA regular season game for me.
No, it
Like it
was
was
kind of like
exciting.
watching
Yeah,
the
sure, your
like
turn.
women's Final Four.
No. It was like watching NBA regular season. I was into it and I was excited. I wasn't that into it though.
No,
But
like I like the like I mean, anytime a final game, like a game five or a game seven, if you're playing best of seven, goes to overtime, that's like a great game. My problem is this, it was like a fairly low scoring game. Like the game, like the final score was 60s, like it was in the 60s.
and I'm going to revert you back to what I said previously. Yeah, dog, it's the WNBA.
And I know that, but that's not normal for the WNBA. And I'm gonna pull up
It's
scores to prove
that's
it.
actually that's actually probably you will probably see more WNBA games finish in like 60, 70 points per team than you'll ever see an NBA player average like 2 points.
Okay, so just for the record, game one of the WNBA finals was 95-93. Why was
That's
game five
still
62-67 when they played extra?
so
That's what I'm
62
saying.
67.
The final score of the final game where the Liberty won was 62-67.
67 to 62.
Okay,
Why do
I'm
I have to
reading it.
explain that to you though? But why do I have to? That's worse than college. I'd rather
Yeah,
watch
I know
college
what I'm saying,
basketball.
but I'm saying game one was 95 to 93.
Awesome, but you didn't deliver when it mattered. That's what I'm hearing then.
Like, no,
Look, again,
what I'm
you're fighting.
saying is it was very low scoring even for the WNBA.
What I'm saying is I still enjoyed myself, but you
I'm
brought up
fucking
fucking
glad for you. So did
Jesus
I.
Christ.
And I
You
actually
brought
didn't
up low
appreciate that
score.
I texted you being like, turn it on, and you didn't even answer me.
Because fuck you. But you like you talked about low scoring, to which I said, yeah, no shit. It's the WNBA. The WNBA is historically low scoring.
No, it's literally not, is what I'm telling you. Other games were, all the other games had a higher range of scores into the 90s and sometimes hundreds.
You're talking about one fucking final series, you fucking goober.
Okay, fuck you. I'm gonna go back even further. Do you even want playoffs or should we go fucking regular season?
I'm literally looking at the whole WNBA schedule because you're pissing me off.
Like, sure, it
Oh,
varies.
sure it varies. 76-79, 92-81, 80-74, 84-79. The only one I've seen that was what the fuck happened here? This is preseason. 101 to 53. Okay, let's get out of the preseason and go to regular season. Here we go. This is getting a little
September
more like it.
15th, 110 to 109.
85-80, 92-71, 89-80, 83-70, 87-79, 92-81, 102-66. So,
905,
that was in the
91.
finals.
104, 100. 107, 96. 100, 93. 100, 81. 94, 88, 93, 90,
Okay,
113
wait.
to 110.
Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. You ready for this? There have been, since November 25th,
117 to
2023.
109 at the
Hey,
All-Star game.
Marley,
Fuck
Marley,
you.
Marley, Marley, Marley. A study in November 25, 2023. An article says there have been 332 regular season and playoff games in WNBA history where a team has scored 100 points. So, before basically up until a year ago, there were 300 some odd games. In the NBA, if you don't average like 130 points a game, your team is probably the Detroit Pistons.
I'm not saying that the scores are going to be as high as the NBA. I'm
I
just saying
know.
even per WNBA standards, it was extremely low.
What I just said is proof that historically it's low, anyways. That's what you're not
No, what I'm
understanding.
telling you is it's lower. Historically, it's lower than the NBA. Yeah. But this is lower than the usual WNBA scores, which is what I'm saying. So it's not like you would be like, oh, it's the NBA. It's you're not even fucking listening to me. Fuck you.
Yo, dumbass, I'm listening. You're not. Anyways, the New York Liberty won. Yippee for them. Should have been the Aces or the Fever. But
Fever were
anyways,
out in the first round. I think it's great that they
congratulations.
won.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
They've been
good for them.
they were one of the original franchises, but they've never won a championship. So good for them. I'm happy for them. I'm
Honestly,
happy for
I'm.
Spike Lee, who was there. I don't know why.
Because he's a New York guy.
I
That's
know.
pretty
I know
standard.
he's. I know that. But I'm just like, I'm happy for him. Sure.
I mean,
Meantime,
yeah. He's been a
MLB
Knicks fan for
playoffs.
like 40 years, and they haven't won anything, so it makes sense.
I almost bought a Knicks cardigan at Winners the other day,
Nice.
but I
What
didn't.
were you going to talk about the MLB?
The World Series is set.
Oh yeah, dude, the fucking Yankees versus the Dodgers.
Great, great matchup for people who have bought hats.
Ever in their life,
Yeah,
because
just anyone who has bought a hat.
everybody and their mother probably owns a Dodgers or a. My brother, for the longest time, had like four different colors of Dodgers hats and Yankees hats. Because
Yeah,
it's like,
because they're
first
just
off,
classic. They're gorgeous.
they are gorgeous. They really are fucking gorgeous. First off, it's like two of the probably. Like, if I'm thinking baseball, and I could definitely be off base, so don't fucking come attack me or whatever. It's like two of the most storied franchises in baseball, minus like the Red Sox.
I was gonna say, yeah, the only thing that is like the Red Sox, but like the logos for the Dodgers and the Yankees look so much more classic on a hat than the Red Sox. Unless you get the B. Which I actually think that the Sox is cooler, but anyway.
The White Sox logo with the Sox is cooler than the Sox, but the B of the Boston Red Sox is nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the Yankees logo.
I want to get baseball hats. It's just I don't look good in hats.
I know. I look great in hats.
I look good in one.
Excuse me, do not say I look good in hats. I do.
I know. This is
Don't
a
be
layup.
fucking rude. Don't be
This is a
fucking
layup for
rude.
me.
Don't be fucking rude. I can't handle it today.
You look good in hats
Thank you.
because
No, okay, fine.
you are
A carpet muncher.
a man. A man.
Oh, we went different routes.
Cosplaying as a woman.
That's rude.
I'm sorry. You're a carpet muncher. Who said it? Not me.
But
Cut that part out.
I don't think I have any Yankees or Dodgers hats, honestly.
I think I used to have both, but I don't wear hats. I only wear one hat that I bought.
From Lululemon.
Aloe Yoga.
Oh my God, you're
Whiter.
so fucking gay.
Way whiter. Yeah. The last thing I wanted to bring up was just a little bit of NBA news, and it was just LeBron and Bronny
Yeah.
sharing the floor,
I saw
becoming the first Father-Son
he put
duo.
fucking LeBron's been doing the rookie pranks on Bronny. He put cereal in his car.
It's a classic one, though. And
Yeah.
that was obviously fake.
Yeah. They
That
probably
is a
ride. Do you
classic
think
rookie
Bronny
thing.
even has a car? He just rides to work with his dad.
That's the gayest thing I ever thought about in my life. Probably. I mean, his dad is a billionaire, so.
No, but like, do you ever think like, okay, so like in the NHL right now, you got rookies like Macklin Celebrini who's living with Joe Thornton. Just because like he's 18, they want to get make sure he's like,
He's
taken
living with
care of.
Joe Thornton?
Yeah.
Joe Thornton still fucking plays?
No. He's just associated with the Sharks organization, just like as an alumni. So
So
he
he's straight up just
offered,
living at Joe Thornton's
yeah, so
house.
he offered to have him live in his house, and like he does.
That is maybe the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
But it's not though, because you got an 18-year-old kid from Vancouver moving to San Jose, which I'm sorry, it's not LA, it's not even Anaheim, it's fucking San Jose. It's not even San Francisco, San Jose.
I was about to say, you brought up Anaheim before San Francisco. Are you on crack?
It's none of those places. So like what the fuck is an 18-year-old from Vancouver gonna like know what to do? Like, so he gets to focus on playing hockey because he's living with Joe Thornton and his wife and his kids, and like, what's wrong with that? It's like the
So
same
weird.
way, like
So
early in,
he's literally billeting. He's literally a billet.
yeah,
He's a
but
billet kid.
that's a lot of what happens in the NHL. Like, it's just unique because usually it's with a guy who's still playing. Like early in Mitch Marner and Auston Matthews's careers, they were living with Patrick Marleau and his family while when Marleau was on the Leafs.
What?
And they was like, that's the situation. Like, it's very common.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
No, I think it's lovely.
No, I'm not saying that it's not like a great thing for rookies and like to help them like mature, I guess, and stuff, but
Exactly.
like to think of like a guy just like getting drafted to a team shows up there and they're like, "Oh, by the way, remember this guy 'cause he used to play for us? Yeah, you're gonna live with him." Like
Okay, but it's
that's
not like,
weird.
remember this fucking obscure guy. It's remember fucking Joe Thornton, who said your
Yeah,
name at the
no.
draft to draft you. Do you want to live with
I
him to ease your transition? Yeah, sure, sounds good.
know. Obvious, yes. Here's the real thing, right? Who would the Habs have in that situation?
Who like would house? I mean, like,
Carrie?
no, Carey lives in BC, so it wouldn't be Carey. It would be like, I mean, Paul Byron has stuck around and he's like part of player development.
What the
I
fuck is
mean,
a Paul Byron?
the person who used to play for the Habs, who's retired.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like Marty St. Louis would sooner let people live at his house.
What about Thomas Plekanec?
I don't know where he's living.
What about Maxime Lapierre? That guy's definitely homeless now, right?
I
That's
don't
just what I
know.
think.
No, like, we
Because
don't
I feel
really
like
have,
NHL
like,
guys,
Saku Koivu.
he used to live in Nanzhao, and that's funny.
Well, his kid is also drafted by the Habs, so, like,
What?
we drafted Saku Koivu's kid this past year. It was, like, a third-round
What the fuck?
pick.
What's his name?
Atos Koivu.
Is he shit?
No, he was drafted in the third round.
Wait, did we have Saku or Miko?
We had Saku.
Miku. Miko?
Miko. We had
Miko.
Saku. Miko was on the Wild. He was a captain on the Wild
Wow.
for a while. No, we
Fuck,
had
they were good.
Saku, and then we traded him to Anaheim where he won a cup with them, I think. Or he
Yeah.
might have, no, did no, he just missed the cup. He missed the cup. They won in 2007 and he went in like 2009 or 10. Oh, that's rough.
But didn't they win one again afterwards with Perry and Getzlaf?
No.
I
Perry
don't
and
believe
Getzlaf
that.
were on that 2017.
Corey Perry wasn't fucked hard.
Yeah, he was. Google
No,
it, bitch.
I don't, honestly, I don't know. I'm fighting you on this stuff. I don't know anything.
Corey Perry's a fucking piece of shit.
Anyways,
Do you even know
I
what co
just
team Corey
thought
Perry's on right now?
Blackhawks.
You want to hear a really fun fact about Corey Perry? He has
He
lost in the
banged Connor
Stanley.
Bedard's mom. Oh.
He, and also you're thinking of, no, that was Corey Perry. Then he was signed by the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh,
And
he's
so he
dead.
has lost in the Stanley Cup final like 5 years in a row.
He's like that guy Patrick McCaw in the NBA, but instead of losing 5 years in a row, Patrick McCaw like won 4 years in a row.
No, he was on the Stars when they lost in the final. Then he was
Yeah, I remember
on
that.
the Lightning when they lost in the final. Then he was on the Habs when they lost in the final. Then last year, what team was he on?
Chicago.
No, last year he
'Cause
wasn't there.
he was there 'cause he banged Bedard's mom.
No, he was in Chicago, but I'm saying maybe last year he wasn't in the final. But then this past year he was
On
on the
Edmonton.
Edmonton Oilers where they lost.
Yeah.
'Cause who lost last year? Vegas.
I don't know. And this has been a really cool kind of trip down memory lane, but I don't care.
Fuck you.
Yep.
Are you watching Dancing with the Stars? Danny Amendola is doing real well.
Dwight Howard is still fucking in that. I don't know how the hell
He's
that's
a.
happening.
Yeah, I don't like watching him and his partner, who's like really short. He's like this,
No
and she's
shit.
like this. It's not, I don't like
Honestly,
watching it.
just do the world a favor and just kick him off the fucking show. I mean, like,
Also, is he retired from basketball? Because I did not think he was.
No, he plays in Taiwan.
So, yes.
He's making a lot of money in Taiwan. He's also like back-to-back champ or some shit.
Yeah, but
Back-to-back
he's not in the
MVP in.
NBA, so.
These guys 40 years old. He's
Yeah.
definitely can't play in the NBA. But now it's like everybody that can't make it in the NBA now that used to be a good basketball player goes to Taiwan. Like Quinn Cook is there, DeMarcus Cousins is there, fucking everybody.
Bye.
Patrick Beverley's in Israel playing in Israel.
Where's Jeremy Lin?
Probably China. And I don't even want to sound racist, but like probably.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's from there. Linsanity,
Yeah,
though.
exactly. Like I don't imagine Jeremy Lin being super like getting a hard on to go play in Israel. He'd probably go play where he's like still a celebrity. That just
China.
makes sense in my mind. Exactly.
Well,
It's like if Serge
anyway.
Ibaka. Yeah, sure. Anyways, my thought was done. I was just gonna keep
Wait,
rambling on the
wait.
same
Hey,
fucking
what
point.
about Serge Ibaka? Where's he playing?
I don't know. But
Whatever. He
like
doesn't matter.
if they have a league in Africa, probably there. He's from the Congo.
I know he is, but I don't think we should talk about Africa.
I also don't know if he's actually from the Congo. I could be really wrong. I don't think so.
Whatever. We don't need to talk, we don't need to name African countries at this time because I don't even think you could name more than six.
Want to bet?
Yeah.
Congo. Give me a second. There's a lot. Nigeria. Niger. The other one there. Egypt. South
Egypt
Africa.
is in the Middle East, isn't it?
It's fully in Africa, you stupid gremlin. And then you have Somalia. You have Zimbabwe. Senegal. Kenya. Turkey.
I don't know about Turkey. Morocco's in there, though.
Oh yeah, Morocco. I wanted to say Morocco. Fuck. Yeah, I wanted to say Morocco. My bad. Yeah. Cancel me.
There's also
Whoops.
like Cameroon,
Yeah, I forgot. I blanked, honestly.
Madagascar.
See, it's so funny because every time I see those things on TikTok where it's like, name this now, and people fuck up, I'm like, dude, how are you
You're
fucking that up?
fucking
Like, that's so
stupid.
easy.
Yeah, no, but you would fuck up.
But like literally it just took me like 48 seconds to name 10 countries in Africa.
Yeah, but if you had money on the line, you'd be tripping balls. You'd be like, fucking,
I think I'd be more
South
dialed in,
Africa,
honestly. I think I'd be more dialed in.
what games are you gonna watch this weekend? Just real quick, name three games you're watching this week.
Football. Like all of it.
Wanna watch. There's two games you named that I want to watch. I want to watch Eagles and the Bengals. I want to watch the Bills and then like hockey. I'm going to try to watch all the Habs games.
Sounds like
And
a plan, Stan.
then usually if the Habs are like they're if they're not out west, I'll watch the Habs and then I'll watch whatever late game comes on after and hope it's the fucking Oilers or the Jets because the Jets are good or maybe the Canucks.
Swaggy. I'm just gonna watch football.
Fuck the Leafs. Have a good week, everybody. Good
Yeah,
weekend, good
thanks.
week. Thanks for
Thank you
tuning
for tuning
in.
in to episode eight.
I'm Marley. This is my sister's boyfriend, Ryan. Okay, bye.